Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Before we get into this email about her husband having an affair and how complicated that whole damn thing's gotten, I just want to mention this because I read this morning, man, and celebrities are not doing you new moms any favors at all, man. You know, when you see a pregnant celebrity on Instagram and then they have their baby and then a week and a half later, they have lost all the body or all the baby weight. Mm-hmm. It's got to be really intimidating for a woman. That's not the real world, though, right?
It's not. Listen, every body is different. Some women bounce back, in quotations, faster than others. Some people lose the weight when they breastfeed. Others don't. You also have to take into consideration, like, what kind of help you have at home, what kind of disposable income you have.
Yes.
Can you afford a trainer? Can you afford a nutritionist? Can you, like, you know, healthy food is not cheap. It's expensive. So you really do have to take into account what access these celebrities have to help them get back to pre-baby weight.
So I'm just mentioning this, Cass, and I know you weren't going to want to get in on this. 40% of women say that between celebrities and their family members, they feel overly pressured to lose baby weight super fast. On average, it takes moms 1 year and 7 months to lose their baby weight. Remember that, because it's a mirage. Mm-hmm. When these celebrities that have 9 trainers and nutritionists and they're not on set and they can focus on losing that, you could really start to feel like that's the real world. And damn, that's not.
Your body is healing. I think people forget that too. Like, you just underwent huge changes to the point where your organs have shifted around inside. Your rib cage has expanded. Like, there are literal physical changes going on inside that change how you look. And that's what's always bugged me when people are like, you have the same number of hours in the day as Beyonce and look what she achieved. Beyonce has millions of dollars and a full team. Like, these people have wet nurses, night nurses, the whole nine yards. Your body is supposed to change. And it's okay, I'll say it, if you never lose the baby weight, that's fine too.
And Beyonce exercises for a living.
Yeah, that's the other thing, yes.
I mean, that's another thing.
She doesn't buy her own toilet paper. She's never sat down and been like, what are we having for dinner tonight? Those are not problems Beyonce has to face.
Right.
And that's fine, more power to her.
I just thought that was important to pass on. It's a mirage, man. Social media, celebrity world's a mirage. All right, the email that you guys sent, she needs some advice when it comes to her husband. He had an affair. She thought it was all wrapped up. Turns out that it's not. She wants to get some advice from you guys.
Dear Burt Show, I need some marriage advice. A little over a year ago, I found out I was pregnant after having fertility issues for 9 years. God love you. In this same week, I found out my husband was having late night chats on the phone with an ex. Initially, I thought he had stopped and was committed to me and our growing family. However, 4 months into my pregnancy, I found deleted text on his phone of him telling her that he loved her and wanted to get back with her. So at 4 months pregnant, I left with the intent to get divorced. However, after speaking with a lawyer, the odds were against me as a pregnant woman who was laid off from work due to me having a high-risk pregnancy. I made the decision to reconcile with him a few weeks before we had our son after he got bored with his mistress and asked for me back. Now we are 6 months into the reconciliation, and this is where I need advice. He is constantly getting upset with me over what I post on social media. If I just post my kids, he thinks I'm posing as a single mom. If I just post a picture of me, he says I'm fishing for validation and trying to come off single. If I post pictures of me and him, he makes negative sarcastic comments about pretending we are a happy couple when we aren't. When it comes to platforms where I can share memes or quotes, I share what is funny and relative to how I feel. Making jokes is how I cope outside of speaking with my therapist when things that with things that bother me. Since he refuses to go to couples therapy, even though I have been in therapy since I was 7 months pregnant. For a long time, he was deleted off of my social media, even before the affair, because he constantly made rude comments about things like me posting a selfie with my freshly dyed hair on my Instagram story, or anything else that came off as looking for validation. Oh, he sounds like a real winner.
Right, it's exhausting.
Which is not the intent behind anything I post. But once again, he is back on social media nitpicking everything I do and don't post. All while he can do whatever he wants, and I don't say a word about it because I don't care. I am tempted to just quit posting altogether because I'm tired of being ridiculed and judged for the one or two things I post every few weeks. Should I just quit posting things altogether since nothing I post is okay anymore? Should I go back to keeping him off my social media to avoid the drama? Or how should I talk to him about it? And how do I talk to him about it without it turning into a fight? Between Kristen, Burke, Cassie, and Tommy all being in committed relationships, I think you will all be able to steer me in the right direction. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll try to be really sensitive here. He sounds like an a-hole.
Yeah.
And he's manipulating you in a big way. So why do you have to get off social media because he's being an a-hole?
It makes no sense to me. I feel like you're letting the terrorist win.
Facts. I agree. 100%.
I think the problem is so much bigger than just social media. Oh, I think you trying to change your behavior is an honorable attempt at trying to fix the situation. But I think regardless, even if you never post on social media, he'll find something else to deflect whatever insecurities he's got going on inside of him onto you. So I think this is a deeper issue.
How do you deal with a guy like him, though? Because if you do keep posting on social media, which I think she should, he's just going to keep coming at her. And at a point, I feel like she's probably just going to feel like it's not even worth it.
Did they say that they were still together?
Yes.
Yeah.
They reconciled. Right before the baby was born.
I don't know how you deal with somebody.
I get so torn when it comes to social media also, because so much of it seems so superficial that anytime there's any kind of stress involved in it, you got to really ask. I ask myself, is this real? Like social media posts, do they really have any meaning at all? But in a case like this, this is his problem. You know, but why does she have to alter what she's saying? Because he's a huge a-hole.
It is his problem, but he's making it her problem by the way he's speaking to her and like coming down on her. If I were you, I'd block him so he can't see it.
Ooh.
He can't bitch about what he can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Then you gonna complain about that?
Well, I'd rather him complain about that than what I'm posting personally.
This is a guy that's gonna find something to complain about no matter what.
Preach.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yes.
All right. Can we move on?
Yes.
Yep.
I hate that guy. Get it? The Burt Show.